you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not awfully disgusting in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Monday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, barreling at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast. A little bit after 5 p.m. if your ear holes are sucking us in out east live. If it ain't that time, then perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun here on the Crab Diving Network, streaming 24/7. Or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at the place at the end of the block where all the cool kids hang out, crabdiving.com. I don't know why it's at the end of the block. However you are receiving us, wherever, whenever, with whatever substance or substance-free. We're equal opportunity here. But however you're taking us in, we appreciate the hell out of it. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. You could be the most fucked up, worst person on the planet. But if you download the crabs,
ding.
We like you.
Ding.
You are liked.
Ding.
You are loved.
Did you bring condoms?
No, stupid.
Always safe sex practiced. Unless, you know, you don't.
And
you have a safe word.
It's a weird way to I always thought that was a weird. Always practice safe sex. I'm like, don't you mean rehearse?
Yeah, the theater I'm working person. On it. Well, you've said a couple of times on your way to softball practice that you're going to softball rehearsal.
I've said that in front of people. They beat me to death. That's what happens.
Well, you've said, I'm not people?
No, I mean at a practice. How much longer are we rehearsing and practicing?
I fucking hate when you click on something and then the fucking video comes on whether I want it to or not.
Listen to the Hollywood Hick, ladies and gentlemen, on the sevens here, streaming on the network. Brent Paris, there's a new show that dropped over the weekend. You can listen to it, streaming on the at 7 a.m., 7 p.m., and the previous one at the midnight, in the middle of the night. And don't forget all the other great stuff we got here on the network, streaming for you 24/7. Don't forget you can download us as a podcast, iTunes, Stitcher. Buy shit through our Amazon hole. Give us a couple of shekels. Doesn't cost you anything. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you buy, we get a little taste, a little nibble. Audible.com. I've been listening to a really long book. It's like 18 hours long or something like that.
What is it?
As I'm puttering about my life, I've been listening to some space opera. Basically, it's like Star Wars is a space opera. No, soap opera in space.
Oh, that's cool.
It ain't that convoluted. It's just a lot of shit blowing up and a lot of battle scenes and things like that. And it's
cool, man.
It's a fun movie.
Space.
A fun book that I'm listening to.
Right.
And a good read.
Isn't there some story about us going to the moon again soon?
There's a private. Didn't they give a whoever allow, I don't know, who polices that? No, you may not launch a rocket towards the moon.
Right.
We shall yell stop again.
And what happens on the moon? I mean, say Richard Branson and Elon Musk, they get their smart little brains together. They start a settlement up there to do God knows what.
A ticket on the windshield of their first rocket that lands there.
Oh, yeah. But how is anyone going to look out for them? I mean, they're essentially in charge if they figure out how to get there.
Well, how is anybody looking out for anybody?
That's true.
There was a lot of backup. They were El Fucto. Did you see? You saw Apollo 13?
Oh, yeah.
With America's actor.
Oh, Tom Hanks?
Yeah.
He's going to play Sully in that movie about the fucking plane landing
in
the
river. Yeah, the only trailer that kind of disinterested me at the movie, the last movie I saw.
I mean, I think that guy is a hero. He saved a lot of lives, but damn, I mean, I think it's kind of a cheap shot for Hollywood to
Well, and they really
make
a movie about it. I mean, they really seem to soap opera it up because what? I mean, I ain't taking anything away from the guy, but you know what the hell has he got going on that is worthy of movie dumb? And they seem to turn it all about that, like 2 or 3 days of, oh my god, is he just a fucking idiot or a hero? Like, remember there was some speculation as to whether he really needed to put it down in the drink or not.
God, I think what a bunch of assholes to second guess a decision like that. I can't imagine the pressure. You know what? He saved a bunch of people's lives in a plane crash. When does a plane crash and people walk away with it? Not that fucking often, in my opinion.
Correct.
Yeah.
I heard some. I think it's the.
Oh, really? What's going on?
I think the
ghetto air conditioning.
I heard some rattling going on somewhere behind me, and I think it's the ghetto air conditioner.
All right.
Thanks for joining us. As I said, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be here for the next couple hours talking about all the bullshit on the right, from the right, of the right, et cetera, et cetera. I guess we can get to the headlines here and see what's going on. I got a bunch of stories.
What did Trump say?
God damn.
That's the fucking show, baby.
I think it's what others may have said about him. That's really quiet. From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California. Dateline, August 8th, 2016.
The year of our Lord!
These are your headlines.
What's going on?
I'm just trying to be real announcery.
Oh, yeah. You sounded great, by the way.
Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal.
It fades.
Huffington, the Post.
Fuck
the headline is the same one I think I might have seen a second ago. It's taking a moment as little elves of the internet run into my computer and somehow craft the web page. There it is. 50 GOP heavyweights. Say stop reckless Trump.
Wow.
So
why
heavyweights
speak up now?
Gingrich, Chris Christie, Huckabee.
Literally.
What other heavyweights?
Literally.
Oh, you
literally
think they mean
heavy.
Figurative heavyweights?
No, I think it's dual. They're both.
So it says over at the HuffPo, dozens of the Republican Party's most experienced national security officials will not vote for GOP presidential candidate Donald Trump. They wrote in an open letter. I was trying to say nominee and candidate at the same time. They wrote an open letter released on Monday. I love open letters. They're just like, to everyone.
Oh, yes.
Well, it's actually to Donald. Dear Donald Trump. Dear GOP.
Can they not get in touch with this guy? Can they not call him?
He reads Twitter.
Right.
You could tweet that motherfucker. Odds are he's going to see it, and those little orange fingers may respond.
There must be a reason there's an open letter, though. I wonder if he, at this point in his campaign, he's kind of... But is he shutting people out? I mean, we reported last week on Crab Diving that the log cabin Republicans aren't getting a meeting with the orange asshole face. Is that correct? So maybe he's, like, fucking just freezing folks out. Maybe he's not talking to anybody anymore.
Well, he obviously... took some sort of a sedative dart to the neck over the weekend or something, because not only one of my favorite moments, I don't know, did we even talk about this yet, or did this happen on Friday? It all bleeds together, ladies and gentlemen.
By the way, Faithless Friday, every Friday on the Crab Diving Network at 2 p.m.
Download it at iTunes, Stitcher, et cetera, et cetera. crabdiving.com/audible, by the way, for the audible books, if you want to listen to shit. The Trump monster finally endorsed Paul Ryan and Kelly Ayotte and John McCain.
Passionately.
I don't think we talked. I think it happened Friday after the show.
I mean, less than passionately.
It was amazing. It was really amazing. He endorsed them, but you could tell he was reading, obviously, because he picked up a piece of paper and was obviously reading from it. In the spirit of moving forward, even though 80%, 20%, something like that. Like,
yeah,
we agree on 80%. And he kept stressing, even after he read his little, I endorse and fully support our Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, for re-election in his campaign.
Right, right.
And then he gave this weird thumbs up and this weird fake smile.
You know what that is?
There was a gun to his head, and he hated it. He was a little kid forced to apologize to the whole class because some fucking nun heard him say a bad word.
You know what it
Not that I'm having a flashback.
Oh, yes. It's like, you know, that little smile he gave at the end of what he says. It's, you know, when shitheads, they say something and they're trying their hardest to be nice.
Oh, yeah.
And that little smile at the end, they're like, that's the best I can do. I don't have the emotional capacity to do anymore. I'm a tremendous piece of shit.
He gets away with that shit, though. He did that with the, you know, the rigged system, the rigged economic system. And he's like, nobody knows that better than me. And then he shrugs that like sheepish. Or when Megyn Kelly called him out on the calling women fat pigs, and he goes, only Rosie O'Donnell. Oh, well, smile.
You know, I think that speaks to, you know, he wants to be funny. I think more than informative and more than being presidential, he wants to be funny and entertaining. And I think that's maybe his downfall. That and the whole raping business. Alleged, whatever.
And put his little orange thing in something that hasn't ripened yet.
Right. Don't do it.
So this letter, yes. We're convinced that Trump would be a dangerous president and would put at risk our country's national security and well-being, said former officials, many of whom held top positions. They were tops.
Oh, yes.
In the George W. Bush administration.
No power bottoms here, guys, okay?
Oh, I'll bet there were.
Otters.
Most fundamentally, the letter continues, Mr. Trump lacks character, values, and experience to be president.
Sad.
He weakens U.S. moral authority as the leader of the free world.
Oh,
he appears to lack basic knowledge about and belief in the U.S. Constitution, U.S. laws and institutions, including religious tolerance, freedom of the press, and an independent judiciary.
Wait a second. Is this a GOP person saying this?
This is a herd of them that signed an open letter.
And think about that. They're saying Trump isn't demonstrating religious tolerance.
Correct.
They're saying that.
Correct.
Good fucking God.
Well, it's that whole Muslim thing.
Yeah, I guess.
It's that whole ban the Muslims, and, you know, they don't abide by that, and especially after the way he went after the cons.
You gotta abide, asshole.
Unforgivable.
Whatever.
So this is like a cloud of
he's too conservative.
Of rectum mist around. It's just all these horrible people.
Cue the rectum mist, okay?
Signers of this open letter include some of the best known intelligence, defense, and security experts of the past two decades.
Yes.
Michael Hayden, former director of both the CIA and the NSA.
Perfect.
Michael Chertoff, Tom Ridge, both served as secretaries of Homeland Security under Bush.
Tom Ridge, are we hearing from Tom fucking Ridge?
We are hearing from Tom
Ridge.
Oh,
let me go get some duct tape. Isn't that Tommy? Tell me to go get duct tape.
I believe that was, yeah.
Because
there's a hurricane coming.
There's a hurricane. I need you to get duct tape. Oh, and buy a gun.
Dov Zakheim?
Who the fuck?
Former undersecretary.
Is that?
Of defense. John Negroponte, Deputy Secretary of State, former Director of National Intelligence, et cetera.
Excuse me.
There's a whole bunch of these guys that signed this letter that said, we can't do the Trump thing.
Who is this Negroponte guy? Was he a Secretary of State? Because I don't remember him, and we do a daily news show. I've never heard of that
Deputy Secretary of State and former Director of National Intelligence. Most of these guys
never heard
were
of
under
that motherfucker.
GW.
Oh, okay.
It's pre-crab diving radio show.
Damn.
And pre-crab diving Crab Nation on the wrestling program. And pre the crab diving video podcast. There's 10 episodes on the YouTube
podcast. Do you regret
of which a couple have been taken down by YouTube because talked about porn.
Oh, shut up, pussies.
Seriously.
The internet's worried about us talking about porn. Yeah. You got to see what's on
there.
We
didn't even show any.
Right.
We just talked about it and had it in the title because we were desperately seeking clicks.
God damn it. Hey, listen, anytime on the internet, you're like 4 clicks away from Cue the Donkey. It's fucking ridiculous. We should have been broadcasting during that whole Monica Lewinsky thing. That would have been great. Don't you think? The Ken Starr years? Fail.
Well, shit. We've got Trump.
Yeah, it don't matter. This is the
50
best.
50 years from now, people are going to be like, oh, God, I wish I was broadcasting during the Trump campaign.
You don't think we're going to be
hopefully
a big...
it was just that one campaign that he had.
We're not going to be a big glowing goop of radioactive sludge.
No. Well, I mean, we will be sludge, but not...
yeah, yeah.
Hopefully not radioactive.
I'm going to be fertilizer, bitch!
So there you go. A big letter... of Republican poobahs and conservatives that say none of us will be voting for Donald Trump. Of course, they don't say that you should vote Clinton, but, you know, do the maths, people, do the maths. It says we also know we understand that many Americans are profoundly frustrated with the federal government and its inability to solve pressing domestic and international problems. We also know that many have doubts about Hillary Clinton, as do many of us. But Donald Trump is not the answer to America's daunting challenges.
Of course he is.
And to this crucial election. We are convinced that in the Oval Office, he would be the most reckless president in American history.
You know, I was trying to think about... God, that's they're saying that. They're saying that. They're saying that, and their guy, GW, lied us into a war. Ignored emails. 9/11.
There you go.
You got to be kidding me. Where should Trump rule, though? I mean, like if you could think of a country that would be better with Donald Trump, I can think of one country. If we replace Kim Jong-un.
Somalia? Oh, okay.
Yeah, or either of those with Trump, I think they would have a better, I think it would be better.
Similar to maybe North Korea, I think, if he had his way.
It'd be real weird. People in North Korea like, we don't really
he would
see
love
a,
that.
We don't see a difference.
Pictures of him all over the place and stories about how he hit 9 holes in 1 today.
Oh, yes. And you imagine, every house has to have a picture of Trump.
Right.
And you have to, every guy has to have the Donald Trump haircut.
God, he would fucking love that.
Love it. He would love it. You're right.
So there you go. That's the headline. Over at the HuffPo. Over at the Drudge Report. Let's see what the dummies are doing. Let's crank our calendars back a few hundred years.
Crank.
And it says spread with a question mark.
Oh, geez.
Zika hits Palm Beach.
Oh, God.
You okay over there?
Nah, it's just this Zika thing fucking bothers the shit out of me. The story we did last week where they don't want to fund Zika.
Still going on.
Hey, it's Zika, dickheads. Who wants it?
State health officials are investigating. It's Florida. Get it? Mm-hmm.
Investigating.
Palm Beach County's first case of non-travel related Zika.
Okay. What does that mean?
That means that the other people that had it here, they had come back from somewhere and gotten bitten by one of the nasty mosquitoes there.
Oh, I see.
This means they got bit here.
Yay. Perfect. Good job.
Rick Scott, Bat Boy of Florida.
I mean, if you want to have a baby that looks exactly like Rick Scott, then don't worry about the Zika, right? Right. Don't your head, right. Then the baby's head come out all fucked up looking if you have Zika? Isn't that the deal? Looks like Rick Scott.
Go take your vacation at Chernobyl to conceive.
Right. Yeah, they don't have Zika in Chernobyl, okay?
Or Fukushima. A couple of places you can go now.
You ever go on Chernobyl's Craigslist and look at the two bedrooms? Man, you get a good fucking deal. Rent to own in Chernobyl, $5 a month. You can get your,
just tweaking. We'll see here. There we go, ladies and gentlemen.
Chernobyl, you can buy cows with 7 udders.
Can. The news release, Rick Scott's office said that a person had recently traveled in Miami-Dade County, which so far had been the only county in Florida to report a locally transmitted case.
Ew.
Florida Department of Health still believes active transmissions are only taking place within the identified area, which is around 1 square mile in Miami-Dade County.
That seems like that's big, right? That's a big area.
It's
right?
an area that includes the popular Wynwood neighborhood of Miami.
Not anymore, baby. I don't want to go there.
Well, now that means it's now it's wealthy white people.
Oh, okay.
Well, so now it's an emergency because some of the rich white people might be having little headed babies.
So funny. The rich white guys are so confused. Why are the mosquitoes picking on us? Nobody else does.
Rick Scott announced that the Florida Department of Health is investigating one new individual with non-travel related Zika in Palm Beach County.
You know what? This is great news, though, that it's attacking this white, rich white neighborhood because we're gonna get the problem solved. This problem will be resolved. I guarantee
it's
you.
It's attacking everywhere.
No, but
just happens right now to include an area that includes some rich people.
Listen. America in our history, we do not tolerate anything that could affect straight, white, male, rich, Christian babies. Period. End of discussion.
Right. When it was a neighborhood of Miami, north of downtown and Overtown, adjacent to Edgewater. I don't know Miami at all. Do you? Have you ever hang out in Miami?
No,
Miami
I never
Beach,
have.
Anything like that?
I'm more of a redneck Floridian. Up in the panhandle, Redneck Riviera near Mobile.
Mobile, Alabama.
Fuck you, boy. Lots of...
Rick Scott. I mean, not Rick Scott. Roy Moore.
Yes.
By the way, as a follow-up...
crab diving follow-up.
The judge ruled on Roy's lawsuit trying to keep his spot on the bench.
Yes.
And the judge said... fuck to the U.
Oh, fuck off, Roy.
So Roy's lawsuit, so he's probably going to get tossed hopefully soon. But then I saw another story. I'll find it, but it doesn't matter. I remember the number. There was a poll done.
Polls.
You know, they're having problems with their governor, who's possibly going to also be in an adjacent jail cell to the already convicted Speaker of the House.
Yes, the governor, Governor Bentley, famous for telling a staffer that he wanted to, quote, lay my hands upon y'all breasts. Yeah. What the fuck?
But the next election, leading the pack with 28% is Roy Moore.
Oh, come on.
For governor. Eh. So they think he might run for governor.
Alabama needs a babysitter.
Right?
It really does.
Twice thrown off of the Alabama Supreme Court, and the knuckle draggers of Alabama Stan are thinking about fucking putting him in the governor's office.
They fucking love this guy. They love this guy. He loves Jesus.
Baffling. It's baffling.
Yeah.
So there you go. There's a little Roy Moore update also.
You know what I wish? I wish we could do something to get those fucking abortion billboards taken down. They're all over the South. So gross. Who wants to see that?
I didn't see any.
Oh, really? They're up there.
I mean, I saw a lot of pro-Jesus boards when we were driving around down there, but I don't remember seeing... The only time I've seen like a billboard with chopped up fetus parts is flying over Venice Beach.
Oh,
when
my
you're trying to lay there, enjoy the goddamn beach, and some asshole is flying you're killing babies banner over your beach. You're all
no more of that if I'm in charge.
All warm and stoned laying there on the beach at the drum circle in Venice.
Right.
All of a sudden,
I'm
you see,
at like
yeah,
I know what that is.
See Carly Fiorina Nightmare?
It's like a shrimp cocktail gone wrong.
Baby Chop Chop. It's a baby chop shop. So that's what's going on there. We listened to a little bit of the Donald this morning.
Oh yes,
had his big economic speech.
Oh wow!
I'm putting forth my economic platform.
I listen. Let me sum it up for you. I'm going to do everything I can for the straight white male, for the rich straight white male.
Yeah, and he kept going with a couple of fucking lies, too. Hillary is going to raise taxes on the middle class, which is not what they said. And Chris Hayes played an actual ad that they're playing from one of the Trump super PACs or some shit. And they just, it was a crowd that Hillary was speaking in front of.
Yes.
And she said, and we're not going to raise taxes. We aren't going to raise taxes on the middle class. But the crowd's yelling that she's like, and we aren't going to raise taxes on the middle class. She kind of swallows the nunt. And they run a subtitle under it and it says, we are going to raise taxes on the middle class. Like she's yelling in front of a stadium full of people, we're going to raise your taxes, first of all. Like anybody yeah. would believe that. But they're putting that out there. And then he said that again this morning. Hillary Clinton is going to raise taxes on the middle class.
You know, sometimes I think it's going to sound strange, but I almost want to blame Hillary for this because that's an important statement. And to leave that up to the whim of a contraction, aren't. She should have said, are not.
Well, come on.
I know. Dude, it's a bunch of stupid people. I don't know what to tell you. There are stupid people in this country. You know,
a lot.
A contraction is a nuance that some people are too fucking dumb to understand.
Right.
It's so fucking ridiculous. We got a bunch of Trumpalos that don't want to pull a lever for a guy that lost money running a fucking casino. I don't know more how more thick-headed you can fucking be.
And who is fighting every step of the way any business that he owns that wants to unionize. Battling.
That's so funny. He didn't want people to unionize. And on top of that, you do work for him. You provide a service. You deliver. He doesn't fucking pay you unless you sue him.
Right.
That sucks. Fuck that.
Sad news in the world of music. Bow Wow is retiring from music at the age of 29, Ryan. He's trending.
Say he passed away.
Trending on the Twitter. Tweet us during the show at crabdiving, one word, CRABDIVING.
Twending on Twitter. He's retiring.
Bow Wow says he's going to retire from music to, quote, start a new adventure.
In what?
Where the fuck do I know?
Oh, jeez. A new adventure.
Movies, probably. Or he's got millions. Christ. What does he have? He doesn't have to do shit now.
But he raps.
Well, right. Maybe he's smart and put his money away, and he's just like, fuck it. It's 29.
How do you retire from rapping? Rapping is essentially talking at a prescribed rhythm.
Yeah, but you gotta work out and take your shirt off and shit. And
yeah, that's true, I guess. I mean, if I was Little Bow Wow, I wouldn't retire. I'd just have somebody follow me around with a fucking recorder all day and then lay a beat under what I naturally say anyway and see if people fucking buy it. I bet they would.
And he still made money before the big digital revolution. His career peaked in the early zeros when he released several platinum-selling albums. So before everything went to file sharing and iTunes and everything, that was the last time you could really make...
And then
lots of money as a recording artist.
Probably what he's going to do now is just like, I don't know, harvest all his music ringtones, right?
He's going to write poetry. And
no. Well, that's what he does. He writes
under
fucking
the gazebo.
Poetry. And just every once in a while, you put one of these in there. I'm just kidding. I don't know. I think it'd be fun to be a rap artist. Don't you?
He said he always planned to retire before he turned 30.
Me too. I fucked that up.
Yeah, how's it going? What multiple of 30 are we talking about?
Multiples.
I'm working on the second one.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
And I'm not optimistic. We might have to aim for 90. He was working with Snoop in 2000.
Noob.
So he was when he was Lil still.
Oh yeah.
Remember he was Lil Bow Wow.
And then he removed a Lil.
He did. Then just came Bow Wow. Now he's Shad Moss is his name.
Are you kidding me?
That's his real name, Shad Moss.
Shad. Like Chad?
Shad, S-H-A-D.
Are you sure it's not Shod?
I believe it's Shad.
I am Shod Moss. Formerly Lil Bow Wow. Formerly Lil Bow Wow.
I mean, not that it was that big of news, but I just saw that was trending on the Twitter.
That's huge news in the entertainment business.
It is huge.
I wonder if Brent, the Hollywood Hick's, going to cover that shit.
I sent it to him.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no. I didn't send him that one. I sent him the R. Kelly story.
Oh, okay.
R. Kelly was trending on the Twitter earlier and still is,
Kelly
by the way.
He's known for pissing on teenagers. Yeah,
well,
fuck
apparently, I mean, at least he's going legal this time. But now, apparently, he's dating a 19-year-old. 19.
Ah, jeez. You know, I don't know. I mean, I guess he's rich and famous and shit, so maybe people overlook that thing that went on with him. That's...
Oh, with that part, you mean?
I mean, yeah.
The underage girls, right.
All right, I peed on people. Quit peeing on people. Oh, God. I wish
Hailey Calhoun is a 19-year-old model.
Right.
out for the weekend, yes, on the arm and rumored to be dating the 49-year-old R. Kelly.
Listen, I suggest wearing lots of latex, vinyl, and anything wipeable. Yeah,
apparently she's okay with water sports.
Any piece of clothing you can...
Whoa.
You can clean off with a Windex. That's my advice. Bam.
R. Kelly and Hailey Calhoun dating sparks hilarious memes about the couple's age gap.
Right.
So the internet is working overtime.
Right.
And I was going to say shitting on R. Kelly, but
yeah, yeah.
I guess it would be pissing would be more appropriate.
49. He's nearing another set of golden years.
This is a story that, you know how Donald Trump seems to be quite fond of the conspiracy theories. I mean, he's like one of the original famous birthers.
Right.
I don't know. They tell me the birth certificate had problems.
Can I ask you something? Were there people in the room when Barack Hussein Obama was born that could attest to the fact that he came out of a vagina here in America?
Who remembers? I mean,
if you were in the room, I mean, I was born in Florida. My mother remembers.
Well, yeah, but those people are dead. But
right,
the hospital staff probably all dead too. Well, most of them.
Mom, do you remember when I was born?
And who remembers in Hawaii when another brownish baby comes squirting out?
Well, I don't
know. Who the hell remembers?
I don't know what to tell you. There must have been somebody in that room. There must have been someone.
There wasn't. God. But guess what? They had a birth certificate.
I know.
That they filed. And it doesn't matter because his mother's an American citizen.
Yes. And
so none of it matters. Fuck all.
But he's black.
Where he was born.
But he's black. Isn't that it?
Oh, that's right. He's still black.
Right. They never forget.
So in quite a successful trolling campaign that is now seems to be spreading.
Fuck you.
Somebody on Reddit.
Yes.
Created a response bot that in one of the rooms over there, subreddit called Enough Trump Spam.
Yes.
There's a bot that responds to any mention of the word tax returns that anybody puts on any post. It says, speaking of tax returns, did you hear Donald Trump is refusing to release them because Donald Trump has donated to NAMBLA? That's what all the best sources, the most tremendous sources, are saying.
How much is he giving to NAMBLA? I need to know.
Well, now,
Kate, look up those figures.
Those of you who don't know what NAMBLA is, NAMBLA is the National Association Love Association.
North American. It includes Mexico and Canada, correct?
Congratulations. It encompasses the entire continent.
I have a serious question.
Yes.
What continent is Greenland on? Is it North America? Where does NAMBLA does NAMBLA have jurisdiction?
Don't know.
In the land of Greenland?
I don't know. I don't know if it's considered Europe or if it's considered us.
No, fuck that. We have it. It's ours. It's North American.
So then it got picked up. Other people are
that's funny as
now
shit.
Putting it out there. One guy wrote, "Hey Russia, if you're listening, if you could find those millions of dollars Trump donated to NAMBLA, I think you will be well rewarded by the American press."
Oh yes,
that's what Trump said.
Right.
Russia, you will be well rewarded by the American press if you could find those 30,000 emails.
You imagine you're working at NAMBLA at the headquarters, all of a sudden you're going through the mail and you get a check from Trump. You're like, oh, shit. Look at this donation.
From the Daily Beast, it says, it's a robot that's been fed code to spit out this exact completely baseless and fact-free conspiracy theory about Donald Trump every time somebody brings up taxes. Yeah. It started on Reddit, but in just a couple of days, the conspiracy theory has flooded Twitter and other corners of the web. Trump and NAMBLA yes. saw a spike on Google Trends this week.
Okay, well, right. I love this because it's making fun of Trump, but the bad part is, you know, they're proliferating NAMBLA.
Right, it's yeah. People who didn't know it existed are going to be like...
Right. NAMBLA's bad.
Does it? Does it even exist?
I don't even know. No one joined NAMBLA. No one sent them checks, okay?
Yeah, don't donate to NAMBLA. I'm not going to Google them. I don't want to end up... Who knows where you end up if you Google NAMBLA.
No, we're good.
It kind of makes you think about the whole Santorum thing, right? I mean, look what Dan Savage did to Santorum.
But you know, that really stuck. Oh God, it's a horrible thing to say. Sticky.
I mean, that's going in our title of the Trump NAMBLA is going in the title of today's blog post for this. Go to crabdiving.com because that'll be a thing,
right?
Then when you Google Trump and then the letter N. Google might autocorrect NAMBLA, although they might censor out NAMBLA. I don't know. But anyway, so now people are spreading a conspiracy theory about Trump that the reason he won't release his taxes is because there's frequent sizable donations to the North American Man Boy Love Association.
It's so not true. Up.
Not true. But, you know, Trump is, we're just saying. We're not saying it. We're just saying... Some people are saying it, right, Ryan?
Oh, yes.
Some people are saying it.
Look at me.
We've got a crab diving follow-up here.
Crab diving follow-up.
We've been following the awesome story of what's going on over at Fox Quote News, unquote, with Roger Ailes, the soon-to-be former grand poobah over at Fox.
Soon to be. How long does it take to fire that
single-handedly,
big hippo?
I think he might be gone, actually.
Oh, yes.
Now he's consulting, in air quotes.
How much do you think it costs to an ergonomically friendly chair for that big walrus? I mean, hey, how do you even create that?
I don't know.
Wondrous.
Need to have... mirrors on the floor so you can look up skirts and shit.
We need this chair to support be good for lower lumbar support, and it's also
and reverse cowgirl,
right? It's got to work for him being a perv.
So Roger Ailes, you know,
reverse cowgirl.
you know
if you have to reverse cowgirl on Roger Ailes, ugh. I mean, just immediate suicide.
Prefer,
right? Find me a building.
Forward cowgirl. You got to look at his jowly face, right?
Yeah. I'm jumping. All right. You're right. That's true. It's best to fuck him with a hood on.
Then you get to look at his wonderful feet.
Don't look. Blind yourself.
So Gretchen Carlson, one of the former Fox and Fiends in the morning, who used to sit between Steve Doocy and Brian Kilmeade.
God, Steve.
I'm Brian Kilmeade.
God. Both those guys, douchey.
And dumb.
Oh,
and
stupid dumb. As yeah. fuck.
And apparently douchey's a little...
douchey.
You know, a little on the sexist side.
Oh, yes. God.
Allegedly.
Not enough pleated khakis to go around for those fuckheads.
So then Megyn Kelly came out and said, well, you know, he kind of... hit on me too early on.
Right.
She kind of piled on.
Jeez.
Well, now, one of the names that we've spat out here before, and we've played clips that have made your ears bleed frequently.
Oh, yes. Hand me a tampon.
And we haven't heard from her in a while, and I didn't even think about it. She used to be on the Outnumbered.
Right.
Oh. Four vaginas versus one penis.
Dude, when we play clips of that show...
I think it was Outnumbered.
Especially when you include Keith Abloh, it really... Oh. I want to vomit!
Well, he's just a megalithic asshole.
He's a tremendous asshole.
He took
the Hippocratic Oath to what? Be a dick?
Yeah. The show's you. Just goes to show you. So also alleging now that she was taken off of a show because of the same deal is Andrea Tantaros.
Oh, yes.
Who said some heinous batshit things. For a while, she was the worst one on Fox. We were playing the most...
Weekly!
Yeah, Tantaros clips, because she would say the most stupid, heinous, vile Republican. She wasn't dumb. She's at it from the evil Republican standpoint. She's not... She wasn't Elizabeth Hasselbeck dumb. Or Gretchen Carlson dumb. You know what I mean?
Listen to the bar we're setting.
Right. But she espoused just some of the more evil, vile, you know, poor people are lazy, black people are lazy.
What is her fucking problem, man?
So now they're saying that senior execs over at Fox claim that they I don't know anything about. What are you talking about? Sexual harassment? Really? Get out of here.
Yeah.
So they're denying knowing anything. But now Andrea Tantaros is saying that she complained multiple times to senior Fox execs.
Oh my God.
In 2015.
Yes.
About Ailes and his inappropriate sexual behavior to her.
Oh my God.
She said that after she came forward, she was demoted and then finally taken off the air this year.
I'm sorry, are we talking about Fox News or is this the grotto at the fucking Playboy Mansion?
But she's still getting paid, by the way.
Oh, okay.
They say. She says that both she and her agent told some VP at the time, some senior VP and some lawyer.
Yes.
About episodes of the alleged harassment, multiple harassment and hostile workplace complaints, they're saying, from her.
God.
And as far as she knows, nothing was ever investigated, looked into, and all of a sudden she gets demoted, and then she gets taken off the air.
Why the fuck not? Hey, and listen, guys, all you old assholes that listen to Fox News to get all your news from this fucking organization, I mean, it's a horror scene. Right?
Fox is claiming that she was suspended with pay because she violated company policy by not allowing Fox to vet her 2016 book, Tied Up in Knots, How Getting What They Wanted Has Made Women Miserable.
Good Lord. Tied Up in Knots.
And the attorneys for Fox said that they were embarrassed by the book's cover, which has a picture of her bound in ropes. Now I got to find the cover of
that
book.
When it's tied up, what does that mean? Is it a metaphor like tied up in knots? What are they trying to say with that?
She's probably saying, you know, women, women, it's anti-feminism.
Oh, okay.
Over at Amazon. 50 years after Betty Friedan unveiled the feminine mystique, relations between men and women in America have never been more dysfunctional. If women are more liberated than ever before, why aren't they happier? Shocking, funny, and bluntly honest tour of today's gender discontents, Andrea Tantaros, one of Fox News' most popular and outspoken stars, exposes how the rightful feminist pursuit of equality went too far. And how the too equal.
Oh,
you're too
God.
Equal. You've gone too far.
Jesus. Okay, first of all.
How can you get too far with it? Explain to me.
I don't know.
Taking equality too far.
Well, I think you can't, right? Well,
I think
because
by definition.
Because it's equality.
By
it's
definition.
Equality. It's,
right.
It's a math term. It's an absolute, right?
I believe once you have achieved equality, you're done. You're at equality.
Right. Because two things are either equal right. or they are not equal. There is no, you can't be kind to equal, right? I'm not a math guy, Andrea. Jeez.
And the unintended pitfalls of that power trade have made women and men miserable. And the covetous, listen to that.
Yes, covetous.
That's getting Jesus-y.
Oh, yes.
In the covetous quest to attain the power that men had,
ooh.
Women were advised to work like men,
oh, yes.
talk like men, party like men, and have sex like men.
Kinky.
Strap one on and peg the fuck out of him, ladies.
I want to be equal. Take my plastic ween.
There's just one problem. Women aren't men. Instead of feeling happy with their newfound freedoms.
Hold on. Women aren't men.
And plastic penises. Females today are tied up in knots, trying to strike a balance between their natural, feminine, and traditional desires and what modern society dictates. Wait a second.
Tied up in knots.
Between their natural, feminine,
yes,
and traditional desires.
Ooh.
There's no such thing as traditional desires. That's shit you're
right.
taught.
Yeah.
That's the kind of shit that is evolving and changing, and that's the kind of shit she's bitching about.
Well, and it sounds like, to me, she's talking about, like, the struggle to be equal has caused people to be unhappy. Well, yes, that's true, right? Because you
well, and it's her party's trickle-down twentonomics that is somehow they still are holding on to. That's all Trump talked about this
right.
morning. We're going to give tax cuts. We're going to do this.
Trademark.
We're going to do that.
Trademark. I'm sorry. Trademark. Twentonomics. That's
Twentonomics.
Listen, we're going to do a fucking show about finances and politics and bullshit, the economy and all that stuff. It's going to be called Twentonomics.
Twentonomics.
Download it in the future. It'll be available on the Crab Diving Network. God is my fucking witness.
So according to this ninny, Andrea Tantaros, Ailes began harassing her in August 2014 during a meeting in his office.
No, you see, you got to avoid that. How scary.
Suddenly the Barry White music comes on.
Tied up in knots, literally.
Oh, he wouldn't play music by a black guy. What am I thinking?
Fuck no.
Ailes allegedly asked her to do a twirl so he could see her figure. Hey, Andrea, twirl around for me a little bit. Let me see that ass.
It's probably more like twirl.
She refused, yeah.
Big fat face.
What did you say? Twirl.
Yeah, like don't you picture Roger Ailes
absolutely.
Like
grabbing
gross,
some
Jabba the Hutt
slithery thing out of a bowl next to him and stuffing it into his gullet?
Do you remember that Return of the Jedi? Loved it.
She refused to twirl.
Yes.
In mid-December that same year, she said Ailes again asked her to turn around.
Right.
And then said, come over here so I can give you a hug.
Oh, God, could you imagine hugging him?
Tantaros
big,
was like,
nice tits of his.
Tantaros apparently was like, I'm fine.
Right.
No, thank you.
No, thanks. Hey, Roger, tip. Get a bra.
Then, coincidentally, a month later, she was pulled off of the five and demoted to outnumbered. I guess they consider the five.
Oh my God.
A promotion and outnumbered as a demotion.
Oh yeah, definitely. Is it? Let me think about that. Outnumbered's the worst, right?
And again, in his office one time, he asked her what her workout routine is.
Oh my God.
Because her body, quote, looked good.
You're such a perv.
And he mentioned that she must, quote, really look good in a bikini.
Hey, I have a question. Is there all that jazzercising?
Blah.
God, it's so gross.
Yeah, there's what a meeting with Roger Ailes sounds like.
Lay down the plastic!
She said she filed formal workplace harassment, or for our British friends,
hello.
Harassment.
Hello.
Complaints.
Pip, pip.
To these EVPs and stuff, and then somebody met with her, and that this EVP, executive vice president, said, you know, Roger is a very powerful man, and that she shouldn't fight this.
No, okay.
So this is before the Gretchen Carlson thing.
Then did the guy say, could you blow me?
So now they're looking at, you know, the bigger 21st century Fox, 20th century. They're still 20th century, 21st?
I do not know. Kate, consult the calendar.
But the big daddy company is looking into these other executives and whether they knew or not. And of course, they're saying, no, of course, well, no.
Hey.
Ailes? No, great
Please.
Guy. What? I didn't see
He's
that.
He's not a perv.
He never tried to fuck me.
Don't worry about the ball gags he keeps next to his pencil case.
But now Tantaros is saying that just ain't true, that she met with higher ups and they were like, you know, toddle along. Go away.
God, could you imagine you walking in that big beluga whale's office and he's like, hey, hug me. Now do a twirl.
Oh, God.
Gross.
So gross.
He really is.
Mad Men. It really is. It's an episode of Mad Men.
It's like they never got out of the 50s, except, hey, Roger, you wouldn't exist in the 50s. I don't think we had the pharmaceuticals to keep a big tub of shit like you breathing and alive.
Type 2 would have killed you 20 years ago.
Oh, yeah, your fucking little pervy feet would have rotted off. Sayonara.
Come lick my stump.
He would have been into it for sure.
So I've got a story. Let's see which story we should get to. I'm just glancing at the, see if any other headlines might have popped up. But that's a new. Okay. You know, the Olympics are going on and there's all kinds of Olympics going on. There you go. Listen to the Daily Upper Decker Wednesday night. I'm sure they'll talk about the Olympics. Maybe. You know, they have to.
By the way, we have an Olympic story coming out tomorrow morning on Facebook.com/crabdiving and on Twitter, crabdiving. Fuck that up. Anyway, there's all these signs at the Olympics telling you not to do in the what you can't do in the restroom.
Oh, I saw that.
Man, what sign where it says you can't fish
in the
toilet?
Yeah, no fishing in the toilet.
Who the fuck is... I mean, it's a stick guy sitting there.
I think they have a sense of humor.
Do you think?
Come on, who's fishing in the toilet?
But it's an actual thing that they put... I mean, I don't...
What do you fish for?
I don't know.
I've got Marco Rubio. We've talked about him.
Yes, fire up the phone machine.
Running for re-election in Floridia.
He must have a lot of bathing suits, you know?
And... Well, I mean, they're always clean.
Right.
Depends on what the foam's made out of.
Yeah, that shit can you can get a rash.
It's jizz foam.
I got a... Oh, my God. Be real careful.
I made myself laugh. The Marco Rubio is...
I'm sorry. You invited me to a foam party or a jizz foam party? It makes a difference.
We got to fill the jizz foam machine.
Right. I got to get hosed down.
Here's some lotion.
Right.
Well, Marco Rubio is going to be speaking next week at some event called Rediscovering God in America.
Fuck off. God damn it. We're such idiots here. Everyone, listen to me. There's nothing in the sky looking out for you, okay? Shit.
So Rubio is speaking.
Rubio, that's what we should call this fuck. Rubio.
This is an event that is part of a series called Rediscovering God in America, a series of events hosted by David Lane, who calls himself, quote, a political operative intent on infusing the government with his own brand of Christianity, nationalism.
Oh, boy.
In the past, this guy said that God will punish America for its growing acceptance of homosexuality with, quote, car bombs in Los Angeles, D.C., and Des Moines, Iowa. I don't know what that means.
What?
There's going to be car bombs. The homosexuals.
Is that the Bible?
Stay away from each other's assholes or there's going to be car bombs in Des Moines. I don't get it. So now he's got something called the American Renewal Project.
No, thank you.
Which organizes these events as it's an offshoot of the American Family Association.
Shoot. Oh, God. A hate group. A fucking hate group.
An absolute hate group. The first event, Rediscovering God in America, was in Iowa in 2011. Mike Huckabee was there.
Hello, Huckabee.
And that's when he made a comment about that everyone should become spiritual warriors to fight marriage equality.
Yeah, you know why that's disturbing to come from that asshole? Because he's a big gun guy. He loves his guns. Enough with the warriors and the violence, okay?
So this event that is also Matt Staver, who's from the Liberty Council, He's the guy who represented Kim Davis.
Oh, my God, yes.
He has said that gay rights activists are, quote, terrorist-like minions of Satan.
Yes.
Who are paving the way for destruction of America.
Right. Oh, yeah, of course. Duh.
When the Boy Scouts rescinded their ban on gay members, Matt Staver said that the group is turning, quote, into a playground for pedophiles.
Please, someone look into Matt Staver. Is he donating to NAMBLA, yes or no?
He says gay people entrap and groom children.
Entrap? With what? Like a bear trap?
It's like a Pokemon thing. Oh, yeah. You find one and you throw a magic ball at them.
I wish Pokemon would stop. I'm watching people do this. It's you're... I don't mean to judge, but suck a dick, really.
He blames the 2008 financial crisis on homosexuality.
Yeah, me too. The gays? The gays ruined the economy?
Frequently refers to the Obama administration as mandating forced homosexuality.
Ooh, mandating.
Bend over!
Every Wednesday at noon, the mandatory butt-fuckings will commence.
Yeah. At 5, we will be snowballing.
Right.
The other speakers include a pastor from Maine named Ken Graves, who uses his pulpit and his YouTube bullshit to scream about militant homofascism.
Oh, yes. Militant homofascism. Oh, I love that term.
Another activist, Bill Federer, thinks gay rights will usher in Islamic rule into the United States.
I knew it. Is that...
So this is Rubio, who slithered over to Orlando after the horrible killing.
Oh, yes.
At that nightclub. And was all kumbaya. We love our LGBT community. Yeah. Now this fuck is going to speak alongside... And on the same stage as all of these assholes who have said all this shit in the past.
That cold-blooded motherfucker. Fuck you. That sucks. You're making the world worse. How do you like that?
He's denying these people have been calling him out on it. And yes. He is denying that the event has anything to do with anti-LGBT activism.
But you just rattled off all the...
He said it's the media and liberal activists... who are labeling a gathering of faith leaders as an anti-LGBT event.
A gathering of faith leaders that are known for their anti-gay shit.
Well, right.
That's like saying the All-Star game, the baseball All-Star game, isn't about baseball players.
Right.
You're just gathering all the best baseball players in the world to do what? Play baseball!
Well, yeah, let's get Jared from Subway.
Yes.
Let's get Michael Jackson. Let's dig him up.
Yes.
I can't think of any other.
Summon the Duggars.
Famous R. Kelly. Summon
the longest sitting speaker of the house.
Famous pedophiles. Right.
Denny Hastert.
But it's not going to be a pedophile event.
Oh, no.
They're going to talk about Pokemon. About?
Basket weaving.
So what's wrong with it?
I don't know.
I'm going to share the stage with all these but it's not a pedophile event, so what do you care?
You know what this is?
What an asshole.
Every time the Republicans say something stupid or do something stupid, and the libs or the press says, hey, look what they're doing, it's stupid. They just say, those aren't the fucking droids you're looking for. Move along. Fuck you. We don't care about the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
Oh, yeah.
You and your facts and shit. So that be what's going on there. I've also got another update.
Crab diving update.
Here. Possibly a friend and an ally of Roger Ailes, Bill Cosby.
Yeah, right.
is now not having a great week because there's two more.
Two more.
There are now two more women.
Shit.
We're up to 60.
Okay.
60 women.
Another hash mark. 60 women.
One woman said it started with Kahlua and coffee. Then Bill Cosby asked her a question. Do you like back rubs or belly rubs?
Belly rubs. Who the fuck wants a belly rub? I've never even heard of that.
The setting was Cosby's hotel room one night in the mid-80s. After the comedian had appeared at Clemson University, Oh, man, he's off in the 80s going from university to university.
Oh, my God. You know, and all these colleges, while he's raping their students or whatever the fuck he's doing, they're giving him honorary doctorates. It's
cleaning them out of Benadryl at the local pharmacy.
God, it's so fucked up. Right.
The woman says...
Meanwhile, I'm not trying to be a dickhead here, but he very well might be knowledgeable enough about chemistry to actually be a doctor in it.
She passed out. Let's see. That's it. She passed out.
Yeah. Didn't really get a chance to enjoy that Kahlua and coffee.
Yeah.
What a creep.
Dozens of women have held news conferences by now already.
Are there Vegas odds on how many? What the number's going to end up being before he croaks.
God, there's like, they're numbered. Jane Doe number 6, Jane Doe number 8.
When do you think he'll die?
Jane Doe number 8, a modeling agency booker. Her allegations date back to the 80s. A friend of hers, a male model, said in an interview that she was frantic when she called him from Cosby's Manhattan house late one night in 1984. She said she had been to dinner with him and one of the models from the agency, and she was pleading with her friend to come get them. She said her clothes were messed up. She's very uncomfortable because Cosby was kissing and touching her.
Oh, God. Dr. Huxtable, man. It's a fucking creep. I think he's going to be dead soon, you know, because I think he's lived his whole life America's favorite dad, America's favorite comic. He was in America's favorite television show for so long. He's like a quote-unquote authority figure in the entertainment business. And now all that's gone. He's universally hated. And I think that's going to fucking kill him. Don't you?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean,
the friend had to go bang on the door, and he rescued the two girls, and they were both out of it. He said they were both the girl. He said, well, why don't you get up and get out of there? She said she couldn't really move.
Oh, my God. You're an asshole, dude. I mean, the thing is, it's like, I don't know what he's doing and shit with this mixing of the cocktail. He never killed anybody. It seems like a dangerous thing.
He knew his shit, apparently. How do we know he didn't kill anybody?
Well, yeah, that's good. That's a good point, man.
Who the hell knows?
Shit.
I'm just saying. That's what's there. There you go. That's the update with Bill Cosby. So two more women jumping on with the 58 others that have come out and said that
God,
Bill Cosby sexually assaulted them.
Him running around in like these silk robes and everything, which I think is odd. Who in the fuck runs around in a silk robe? I mean, how's that comfy? I guess if you're a rapist type, that might be, you know, standard issue. It's easy to get out of it. God, I don't know.
We've talked about this guy before, Larry Klayman, who...
Hello, Larry.
...is a right-wing nut job. Last we talked about him, he was suing President Barack Obama and the full government of the United States for being mean to white guys.
Oh, yeah.
Remember?
Yeah. Horrible.
Yeah, because of the anti-white sentiments that the president is allegedly spewing, he feels as a older white male, he feels endangered, so he's suing the president.
Oh, yes.
And the country.
Great. He's suing the country.
Well, it's not going to go anywhere. Suing the president for endangering his life as a white man.
Awesome.
Well, here he is on the Steve Malzberg show. We've played him before on Newsmax TV.
Oh, what a dick.
Right-wing batshittery and nutjobbery. And here he is talking about the president with Steve Malzberg. This is Larry Klayman, currently involved in a lawsuit against the president of the United States. He also says that this $400 million that they sent to Iran is motivated by the half-Muslim and anti-Semitic president's affinity for Iran.
Affinity? That's funny.
Well, I'd like to be funny, but this is really tragic. You know, they really raked President Ronald Reagan over the coals for Iran-Contra years ago, many years ago, claiming that he did business with the Iranians to free hostages.
No, no, he did.
Yeah.
It's not a claim.
Right.
People went to jail.
They didn't really rake
they
him
did.
Over the coals because everybody took the fall for him, right?
Right. Right.
That's how I remember it.
In fact, at that point, he really didn't. But let's go fast forward here. The Democrats have no problem with Barack Obama basically paying over $400 million in ransom to get hostages and then lying about it. It's clear that he can't really come up with a cogent explanation. And it's his coziness with the Islamic Republic of Iran. Look.
His coziness with the Islamic Republic of Iran. What do you mean he can't come up with an explanation? He explained it. Everyone has explained it. It was part of the deal. They told us about the money that Iran was going
to
get.
This dickhead obviously doesn't listen to crab diving because we talked about it.
Right. Back in the day, yeah.
We froze their assets, and now their assets are unfrozen, dick fuck.
He's half Muslim. He associates with his father.
He's half Muslim. What does that mean?
I don't
half
know.
Muslim.
Does this dickhead have an algorithm where it's like, oh, let me see. Let me crunch some numbers in here. Oh, this just did.
Well, Muslim isn't an ethnicity.
Yeah.
How can you be half Muslim?
I know not.
I want the bottom half to be Muslim and my top half to be Christian.
Oh, totally.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Iran, look, he's half Muslim. He associates with his father. He wrote a book about
He associates right. Well, you know, I guess you would say I'm influenced by my parents.
Yeah.
Associates with his father.
Yeah, associates
with I understand
his
he spoke with his father,
what
who was a Muslim.
Kind of fucking statement is that?
Look, he's half Muslim. He associates with his father. He wrote
fuck
a book.
You.
About extolling the virtues of his father. His father
my
was
father. My father taught me.
Deported from the United States, who overstayed a visa, ironically. So he feels some
oh,
offense.
Oh, an evil criminal
oh, yes.
who wanted to stay too long in America and was deported.
Right,
that evil
right.
Negro.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, what crimes are they convicting Obama's father of?
All of them!
That Obama should not be looking up to his dad for or thanking him for anything he learned from him.
Is it true Barack Obama associated with his father?
You'd swear it was Manson. You'd swear his father was like Manson or Hitler.
By the way, my mom texted in. She does indeed remember the day of my birth.
Well, right. But I'm willing to believe that if any of the staff that was there when
yeah.
you scrabbled out.
I didn't scrabble.
I don't think any of them standing there are like,
scrabble
oh my God,
out.
I remember Ryan.
I didn't scrabble. I did a jazz run.
He did.
Kennedy for Iran. He's acted that way at the expense of Israel. They're now on the verge of nuclear weapons if they don't already have it. And it's totally consistent
okay.
with his, frankly, anti-Semitic
he
behavior.
Said
and
nuclear.
He, yes, indeed, he did. Yes, indeed.
Nuclear.
You're stupid.
Have it, and it's totally consistent with his, frankly, anti-Semitic behavior and anti-Israeli behavior.
Well, Larry, let me interrupt you there because you know what he said yesterday that Benjamin Netanyahu has already responded to. He said,
everybody said the Iran deal, you know, wasn't going to work and that it would be dangerous and they'd be on a path to a bomb and they'd be cheating. Well, even Israel, the biggest critic, he said Israel, and we played this at the beginning of the show, now says that's not true. It's working. And Netanyahu, like, said, what? I mean, these people never stop.
Well, he's.
What did he just say?
I don't even know. He's like talking in tenor one registry, by the way. Or maybe you sound like a second soprano.
I think he's saying the president is lying about Israel agreeing that, grudgingly now agreeing that the Iran deal is working.
Yes.
But if you're talking to Netanyahu, you might as well be talking to Ted Cruz.
Right.
I mean, about whether the Iran deal is working.
Here's how I feel. Here's how I know if the Iran deal is working. Look, here. It's not good for radio, but I'll show you. I'm looking out the window right now. Do you see a mushroom cloud? I do not. It's a success.
He lost control of himself. I mean, he's very cocky. And just the other day, he gave a press conference with the president of Singapore where he trashed Donald Trump.
Oh, that uppity N-word.
Oh, yes.
Listen to that. He's lost control of himself. Very cocky. Very cocky.
Oh,
George
yeah.
Bush stuffed his crotch and landed on a goddamn aircraft carrier
oh,
and said,
my God.
Mission accomplished. Talk about cocky.
Yeah.
This guy was probably blowing a load.
Oh, sure.
When when George waddled out of that fucking
oh,
fighter
yeah.
jet.
Squirt, squirt.
But the black one.
Oh, yes.
Is uppity.
Oh, yes.
And arrogant.
Associated with his
Listen
father.
Listen how cocky he is.
You know, it's so funny. I can't believe this guy said he associated with his father.
Right, right.
What the fuck?
Control of himself. I mean, he's very cocky. And just the other day, he gave a press conference with the president of Singapore where he trashed Donald Trump in front of a foreign power. Now, suppose Donald Trump actually wins the election. Oh. What has he done? He's undercut the United States. This man.
Oh, my God.
Oh, fuck you.
Because the world respects the fuck out of Trump right now. Yeah.
Undercutting Donald Trump's credibility. This dickhead is a birther. And he's saying Obama's a half Muslim.
The world is
half.
The world is tapping us on the shoulder going,
hello.
What are you guys doing? What's Excuse that? Me. This is the joke's over. Ha ha.
Yeah, yeah.
This is fun.
You're making me nervous.
But he's talking about pulling out of NATO. He's talking about today it would drive the free traders nuts. But today in this economic thing, he said, we're going to renegotiate NAFTA. And if we don't like it, we're pulling out.
Okay.
We're pulling out. I mean, he just thinks that he can just wave his little orange weenie and cast
he's not waving
a spell.
It.
And I mean, his little orange button.
Well, I mean, waving
and cast
it. I don't
a spell.
Know, I don't know how you wave a thing like that.
Yeah.
Jeez. Maybe, you know what? It's as if Donald Trump never watched that Schoolhouse Rock, where they tell you, in plain words, how a bill becomes a motherfucking law.
Right.
It's animated. Look at it, Trump. You just can't do what you fucking want. Right?
Correct. Here's a little bit more of this asshole claiming.
Frankly, is a traitor to our country. If he had been anything other than African-American, and I don't mean to cast aspersions on African-Americans, we have many colleagues that are that way and actually stand for really...
We have many colleagues that are that way.
We have many colleagues that are that way. Oh, yes. I have many friends that are that way, by the way.
Friends that are that way.
Oh, my God.
They're
you know,
African. They're black. You're
fucked
way.
Up. You're fucked up in the head if you don't even know how to, like,
way.
He doesn't know how to refer to African-American people as fucking people. They're that way. They're not people. They're that way.
Anything other than African-American, and I don't mean to cast aspersions on African-Americans. We have many colleagues that are that way and actually stand for really good values. But he would have been impeached and convicted by now.
Because he's
if
black.
If he wasn't black, he would have been impeached.
You know... He should just, like, when he says things like, I don't mean to, what does he say? Cast aspersions upon
the blacks.
Yeah.
Because I know some.
Listen, when you say things like, listen, I'm not trying to be racist, but just don't say what you're going to say that follows
right.
that. Because it's probably racist.
And, frankly, is a traitor to our country. If he had been anything other than African-American, and I don't mean to cast aspersions on African-Americans, we have many... colleagues that are that way and actually stand for really good values, but he would have been impeached and convicted by now. He's a traitor to this country, Steve, and we've seen it over and over again, and this is the latest example of it.
Well, I believe that that
we've seen what over and over again? What is he saying? We've seen...
We have many colleagues
what?
That are that way. I mean...
Please clap.
How is
Please
that
clap!
Not the headline. The headline is about Obama being a traitor who would have been impeached now if he were black. If he weren't black... But goddamn, he said, we've got colleagues that are that way.
Kate just passed me a note. It says that, right here, it says that Steve Malzberg has binders full of African-Americans.
You're right.
That are that way. They're all that way.
And binders full of Negroes.
Jeez, man.
Wow.
Welcome to the 20th or 21st century. We don't know what we're in yet, but whatever. What a dick.
Certainly being a Democrat, but I think if he wasn't black... then maybe, just maybe, the feckless leadership in the Republican Party would have gone through with some kind of impeachment.
That's Malzberg saying that apparently his black skin acted like some magic shield from all the slings and arrows that they were going after him because they didn't want to look like big racists.
Okay, if we're
because they were so easy on him.
Let me put on the insanity pants for a second. We're going on the we're agreeing with these guys that the skin of black people is perhaps magic.
Apparently.
Then what's been happening with it over the last 50 years then? I mean, what's up with that? Because
it seems to attract fists and lead.
Right. Oh God. You're a fucking idiot. This is Malzberg. Steve fucking
That was
Malzberg.
Just Malzberg.
Yeah. He's trampled time and time again on the Constitution when the Supreme Court over a dozen times has unanimously ruled against his administration. Something's very wrong when that happens.
No, dickhead. Listen, he's not
it happens
trampling.
Every administration.
No. It's not the left that's trampling over the Constitution. Read the news. The fucking voter suppression. Right?
Right.
I mean, it goes on and on and on. It's this fucking religious tolerance shit. The GOP fucks with the Constitution.
Exactly.
You're mentally ill. God. You know, I have lots of friends that are that way. What the fuck is...
We got colleagues. I'm not casting aspersion on the blacks because I've got some friends that are that
who,
way.
Who raised that guy? Where'd you grow up, dickhead? Jeez.
Now, today...
Yes.
Larry Klayman took to
Larry Klayman was the other white dick talking to Steve Malzberg.
Yes. He's the one who said Obama is half Muslim.
Is it true? Right after the interview, they circle jerked each other.
He is now upset and wrote a piece for Gird Your Loins. WND.
I'm girded.
WorldNet Daily. Let's go find out when the blood moon is going to usher in the apocalypse.
Okay, WorldNet Daily, not Alex Jones. InfoWar is Alex Jones,
correct? Correct. WorldNet Daily is another batshit place that has people like Michelle Bachmann writing columns over there.
Everybody's batshit.
So, and this one written by Klayman, who we just heard from.
Yes.
And it's titled The Assassination of Donald J. Trump.
Oh, shit.
Klayman, this is amazing. He goes on and he says, as of today, so-called Republican candidate for president Donald J. Trump is toast. He has effectively been, quote, assassinated.
He is toast.
Not just by vile leftist Democrats.
Oh, my God.
Who, like the Bolsheviks in the former Soviet Union, will tell any lie and commit any crime to justify their socialist, if not communist, in the case of Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, quest.
God damn.
Bernie and Elizabeth Warren are communists, not
Jesus
just socialists.
Christ.
They're communists.
God, this guy's like going like back way in the Wayback Machine. The Bolsheviks.
Blah, 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 blah. It's not just Hillary Clinton and her comrades.
Oh, yes.
The sleazy bottom feeder likes of John Podesta, Harold Ickes, Cheryl Mills, Leon Panetta, James Carville, all of whom I deposed for their many scandals in the 90s.
What's he playing in the background while he writes this? Somewhere, My Love?
But Republican slime balls like House Speaker Paul Ryan, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, Senator John McCain, Senator Ted Cruz, Governor John Kasich, the Republican National Committee Chairman Reince Priebus.
Nine!
On and on. Meg Whitman he's pissed at.
Oh, yeah.
The myriad of others in the GOP who want Trump to lose to... the Wicked Witch of the Left.
Oh, come on.
So they can run their own corrupt establishment candidate against her in 2020.
The Wicked Russian Witch of the Left. That's what they're trying to make Hillary out to? Out to be?
Then he shits on the cons.
Hand me a glass coffee table!
The recent flap over the Muslim family, Khizr and Ghazala Khan, who were put up to attack Trump mercilessly, Hussein Obama style.
Ooh. Oh, wait. Listen, I have yet to... I've never heard that. You're being attacked Hussein
Obama style. Obama style.
No racism here, by the way. None whatsoever.
At the Democratic National Convention is one case in point. Sure, we should all honor a fallen hero like their son. Listen to that toss-up. Sure, we should all honor a fallen hero like their son.
Oh, thanks.
But Gold Star parents should not be used as props for political purposes. The canned and pre-written statements of Mr. Khan calling out Trump as ignorant and claiming that he does not know what sacrifice means were simply a cheap Muslim attack on Trump.
Oh, my fucking God.
A Muslim attack on Trump.
That is by far the most gross and distasteful characterization. And I'm including what Sandy Rios fucking said.
Right. Blah, 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 blah. Trump is never advocating taking away these rights nor disparage the valiant Good service God. Of the Khan's son. In fact, the Khans dishonored their son by using his sacrifice and heroism for their own cheap political and Islamic purposes.
Who is this?
This is Larry Klayman.
Fuck you, Larry. God, you are a piece of fucking shit.
Not coincidentally, perhaps, it has been reported that Mr. Khan is an immigration lawyer in a law firm that also represents the Clinton Foundation.
Oh, okay. I'm connecting the dots. I'm constructing a bullshit conspiracy theory. Please, all you right-wing nut jobs, start jacking off now.
When Mr. Khan held up the U.S. Constitution, which is antithetical to Sharia law.
What? It's what? Antithetical?
Yeah. He was not just supporting Hillary Clinton, who has coddled Muslims and extorted money from terrorist states while serving as Obama's Secretary of State. He was also probably laughing all the way back to Mecca.
Ah, God, you cheap fuck. Laughing all the way back to Mecca. Look at him. God, you got to be kidding me. Where does this guy, where did Larry Klayman come from? How is this fuck stick? How does he have a voice? Man, fuck him.
Listen to what he's wishing for. Following the Democratic National Convention and the backstabbing by establishment Republicans, Trump is now down almost 15 points to Hillary Clinton in the polls.
Good.
The die may have thus been cast. Nothing save for, and God forbid,
vomit,
some massive Islamic terrorist attack just before the election this November can likely turn the electorate. The only thing that can save us now, Ryan,
is
a massive Islamic terrorist attack that'll turn the people to the smart orange choice.
Okay.
What a fucking evil... Yeah. Evil cuntberry this guy is.
Hello, cuntberry.
It's a cannibal breakfast cereal.
Oh, yeah. My mom.
Cuntberry Crunch.
Oh, yeah. She sent me a text. She goes, said,
sorry,
so,
Lydia.
So Pat thinks Trump is a dingleberry. Listen, this is for me. I'm trying to understand it. Is the GOP... Are they hoping for a terrorist attack? Are they hoping that we don't have a terrorist? What are they for? Do they want terrorism or do they not want terrorism? Because they just said that maybe a terrorism attack could save us from a Hillary presidency.
Right.
So what do they want? I'm confused.
I'm just saying. Interpret it how you like.
You guys are confusing the shit out of me.
I am not endorsing Donald Trump.
Oh, really?
Or telling our readers whom to vote for.
Whom?
That is not my job or role as the head of the Freedom Watch Incorporated.
You are a fucking hate group.
And the founder of Judicial Watch years ago.
Hate group.
But what we all have learned from this election cycle is that the establishments of both parties are an evil crew.
Somebody shove something in his mouth so he shuts up.
But no politician... I'm reading ahead. That's why I'm laughing. But no politician, short of the Muslim king Barack Hussein Obama.
Shut up. Shut the fuck up.
No politician short of the Muslim king Barack Hussein Obama is more evil than Hillary Clinton.
Oh, yes.
A woman so callous and self-centered.
All
in
hail.
Fact, a dangerous and power-hungry and greedy megalomaniac who could care less about the Gold Star and other families who sacrificed their lives in Benghazi!
Oh, my God. That's the payoff.
Benghazi!
Benghazi, 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 bah, 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 bah. Fuck you. Fuck you.
Oh, my God.
Fuck
you. Who could care less about the Gold Star and other families who sacrificed their lives in Benghazi that she would proclaim under oath before Congress?
Benghazi.
What difference? And then this drives me crazy. She said, what difference does it make was what they love to quote.
Yes.
But they take out the question she was asked,
yes.
The paragraph she had said leading up to what difference does it make and what context it was. They were saying, 7 hours after it happened, you were saying it was still a video. And she's like, we were busy at the time trying to figure out what had happened. What difference does it make if we, at that point, if it was a, if it, it was a terrorist video, or if it was the video, or if it was terrorism, it didn't matter at that point.
Right.
So they say, she said, what difference does four steaming, toasty, dead American bodies
you
mean?
You know what's fucked up? When you take a Lib's quote out of context, and it sounds fucked up, but then you put it back in context, you're like, oh, I get it. When you take something like somebody like Trump, he says something, you take it out of context, guess what? You put it in the the proper context and what he meant. It's worse. Right. It's even more heinous.
All you got to do is play it.
It's even more
and that's when he,
fucking
then
heinous.
He wants to sue you for libel. Because all you did was press play on the video of what he said yesterday.
Maybe we don't understand the definition of libel. Look, I'm saying exactly what you said. That's
so,
libel. And fuck off.
So here, Klayman writes, this is exactly what he writes, that she would proclaim under oath before Congress, quote, what difference,
yes,
parentheses, do their deaths, close parentheses, make. So he took out.
Yeah, yeah.
He edited out. What difference does it make? And put in, do their deaths make? She didn't say that remotely. He's misquoting and misediting what she said.
He's a fiction person. He works in fiction. You work in fiction and fantasy. You should be on the sci-fi network. I don't know what network you're on. It's the wrong network.
I had this exact battle with a ninny on the Facebook page. Join in, facebook.com/crabdiving.
Ninny battle.
And about that, he was like, well, what about the what difference does it make? And I shared with him the video of the what she said leading up to and what she said and in the context.
Oh, right. And so he must have been like, oh, that makes a lot of sense.
Oh, typical libtard.
Oh, a typical.
With your interpretation of it.
A typical lib showing exactly what the fuck.
I said, you're intimating that she said, what difference do those deaths make? That's exactly what she meant. I'm like, that is not what she meant. Listen to the woman's words, you asshole.
Well, it might be what she meant if you're dumb. If you're dumb as a stump, you might think that's what she meant. I don't know. Exhausting.
Over 80 witnesses. Oh, listen to this. This guy manages everything except Whitewater. I didn't see Whitewater in here. The next paragraph. Over 80 material witnesses, including White House Deputy Counsel Vince Foster.
Oh, my
God. Ding, 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 ding.
Circle gets a square.
And he lands a full Vince Foster, and the judges give him a 6.0.
Show me Vince Foster.
Holy shit.
God damn.
Over 80 material witnesses, including White House Deputy Counsel Vince Foster, to the Clinton scandals died during their previous administration.
What in the fuck,
so,
dude?
Now he's gone full. The Clintons have a line of dead bodies behind them.
Oh, yes. Jeez.
I do not think all can be explained as just happenstance. Despite this, and the Wicked Witch's other documented heinous criminal deeds, please document them for us, Larry. Which ones? Which ones?
He doesn't need to.
She's been convicted of 0.0.
Right.
Nothing.
But if people really looked into these scandals, have they been
tens of millions of dollars?
They've been investigated.
Hundreds of Republicans have worked their little sad little white fingers to the bone trying to bring her down.
But nobody's really, you know, formed a committee or had any hearings,
of course,
right?
Not. No.
Jeez.
In the last week and a half, they've joined with her to assassinate the Republican candidate. He's talking about the Republican establishment.
Yes.
Chosen by the people. It's time that these so-called leaders be taken to the, quote, legal guillotines.
Okay, what the fuck does that mean?
As they are not just despicable. You're despicable.
God.
As they're not just despicable political hacks. They're also traitors.
Fire up the legal guillotines. That's so stupid. God, this guy's insane.
He's out of his fucking mind.
Would you call his reporting style sensationalistic?
And he must. does that mean that he's got some kind of tax-exempt status that he can't endorse? I would never. As a member of the American Fuckwad Association, or whatever the hell he is.
Fuckwad Association. I think that's exactly it.
I would never endorse anybody. I'm just saying that Obama is a Muslim.
he
said Obama's a traitor, a Muslim.
Right. Vince Foster.
Vince Foster.
Good Christ.
Hillary Clinton. There you go. Larry Klayman.
Whatever, man.
Writing for WND, the assassination of Donald J. Trump.
The thing about the Republicans, they just won't go quietly, will they? I mean, they just won't. They're just so fucking stupid. Hey, here's the truth. You're a shit party full of fucking racists, and you finally put somebody up to run for president who isn't embarrassed about being a racist, dickhead, homophobic twat. Enjoy the shit sandwich.
Klayman was famous for going after the Clintons.
Oh yes,
back in the 90s.
Oh God.
He's known for his litigious battles with Bill Clinton. His government watch group, Judicial Watch, established in 1994, brought a reported 18 civil lawsuits against the administration, alleging ethical misconduct and or criminal activity.
Listen, here's the thing with Bill Clinton. You ain't going to beat him because you remember on national television, he redefined the word is. I'm not saying he was right. I'm not saying it was a good thing he did. But you're not boxing Slick Willie into a fucking corner. Sorry.
Apparently he won some in the Clinton era fundraising scandal known as Chinagate. Judicial Watch was awarded nearly $1 million in attorney fees against the United States Department of Congress.
Sounds like a Doobie Brothers album. Nah.
It was an alleged effort by the People's Republic of China to influence domestic American politics prior to and during the Clinton administration.
Wow. That's boring.
I don't remember that one.
Yeah, you know what? Thank God. That's a boring one. Nobody, China.
In August, most recently,
yes,
on behalf of family members of two people killed in Benghazi, he has now sued Hillary Clinton for wrongful death and defamation.
Did he
wrongful
win?
Death?
Did he win?
Just filed recently.
Oh, okay.
August 2016. So,
but it wasn't. It's not like did Hillary Clinton order the destruction of the embassy, or how did that go down?
Well, right.
I mean, that's like suing.
Oh, he's the guy who tried to sue Rachel Maddow. He represented Bradley Dean when Bradley Dean tried to sue Rachel Maddow, lost, and ended up, in fact, Bradley Dean ended up having to pay for Rachel Maddow's legal fees totaling $25,000.
No shit.
So that one didn't go real well. In October of 2014, he sued the Obama administration, claiming that it secretly allowed the Ebola virus to enter the United States so that it could be used against Americans of the Caucasian race and Jewish Christian religion. He's lost his mind. He's out of his fucking
Ebola
mind.
Ebola gate. You don't remember that?
He's fucking lost his
Wait,
mind.
Wait, Ebola is supposed to take out white people or something?
Apparently, Obama secretly brought it in.
Yes.
To the United States to kill Whitey.
Well, let me tell you, then he fucking failed.
Didn't go well.
Have you seen a Trump rally?
Right.
Lots of white people still survived that.
Right. Run through there and cough.
Yeah.
If you're going to try to take out Whitey.
Yes.
Got a couple stories of some wonderful behavior by Americans.
Perfect.
Here in wonderful America.
Ooh.
The greatest, shiningest
city
on the hill.
Fuck you.
This is out of the sovereign, wonderful, beautiful, loverly state of Missouri.
Eat my dick.
Kansas City, Missouri.
Hey.
A man named Jonathan.
Hello.
Posted something on the social medias that was left for his friend, who is a waiter at a place called Chelly's Cafe.
Okay.
His friend Eddie is a waiter there.
Oh, shit. You write something on the check that was shitty.
Along with a receipt.
God damn it.
Showing that no tip was left. There was a note written on the napkin reading, Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve.
Oh, God. Fuck you, dumbass. Fuck you. There's no Adam. There's no Eve. There's no Steve. There's no snake in the garden. It's all bullshit.
Eddie
loony.
Cabrera, the waiter, said he was about to cry when he saw the note. They told me your tip is on the table. He explained, I didn't know till I saw this. They were rude, but it's my job. So I've kept quiet. But it was his friend who was like, look at this bullshit.
Yeah. How much was the check total? Does it say, or can you see on there? Just wondering how much. I mean, that's
84 bucks.
Oh my God. Times two. What is that? You leave for a tip. You multiply
17 bucks. Should have been the tip. 16
that's
bucks.
That's a good, healthy check total. That's a great tip. How long did those fuckheads sit there? And he had to bring them water and drinks. Bring their fucking food over. Is everything okay? The guy's a fucking homophobe.
Apparently, the diner who signed the credit card later contacted the waiter to apologize. She said, I never meant for any of this to happen. Even though I'm not the one who wrote it, I can't do anything but take full responsibility for it because it was my credit card and I was with the person who did it.
So
she didn't protest, it sounds like.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
But she did not explain why she left no tip.
But she's saying the only reason she's coming forward is because it's on social media and she's being shamed, correct?
Yeah, publicly shamed.
Oh, okay.
Her name is Nisha Martin. Let's N-I-S-H-A, Nisha Martin.
Nisha, no offense, but fuck off.
On
a little late.
The Facebook, she wrote, I just truly apologize for the events that went into play today from the bottom of my heart. I'm sorry. I never meant for any of this to happen, honestly, even though I'm not the one who wrote it. I can't do anything but take full responsibility for it because my credit card was used. And I was with the person who did it. My daughter's godfather is a homosexual. I would always support the LGBT community till the day I die. I'm not sure if it's too late to apologize.
It is.
I understand damage has already been done, but I'm asking that you please find it in your heart to forgive me and the others I was with. I never knew that note was left until after we left.
My daughter's godfather is a homosexual.
That way. My daughter's godfather is that way.
Now you cheated somebody out of some money because you're an asshole. Congratulations.
Right.
Do you think you're going to heaven,
stupid?
Well, she
had to sign it.
She believes in Jesus and all this religion.
She's talking about the note that said Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve, but she didn't explain.
She didn't leave a tip.
Why she left a zero tip on an $84 bill.
And you see, you dumbass, I'm talking to, what's her name, Nisha? It's not the fact that you put your religious bullshit on the check. It's the fact that you didn't leave a tip. Nobody cares about
you. It's both.
Yeah. But you should have left a tip. That sucks.
Yeah, it would have been easier to put up with a horrible note with a $15 tip attached to it.
God, you're a piece of shit.
So there you go. Some lovely Christian behavior.
All right, that
from
sucks.
The heartland.
And that person
some
thinks
love.
They're going to heaven or whatever.
Oh, absolutely.
Isn't that hilarious?
And the poor working his ass off waiter.
He's going to hell.
He's going to hell. A story out of Kentucky.
Fuck you.
Speaking of Kim Davis.
Right.
Manchester.
Yes.
Manchester City.
Hello.
A city council member there named Esther Thompson.
Esther.
Esther
the Wonder Pig.
Is
you know what I'm talking about, Esther, right?
Esther is awesome, yeah. Happily Forever Esther is the name of a animal sanctuary in Canada.
Canadian pig.
Two Canadian dudes adopted what they thought was a miniature pot-bellied pig.
A pot-belly, right.
And they took it to the vet, and they realized the vet was like, this is... Like a bacon pig.
It's a huge fucking pig.
And Esther's like 600 pounds now. So they ended up having to move out of their apartment. But then they turned it into an animal. Now they've got a career and a life. They crowdfunded hundreds of thousands of dollars to help them buy this animal sanctuary and spruce it up and everything. And now they run a nonprofit animal sanctuary for abused animals and like farm animals and shit like that.
What's it like when you're sitting on the couch and Esther wants to crawl up there
Do. Go to Esther the Wonder Pigs page. You can see what life with a 600-pound pig is like.
And Esther can open the fridge. They come home
and opens the door. Yeah.
It's in there. 600 pounds. Smart.
This is a different Esther.
Right.
This is Esther Thompson.
Right.
Manchester, Kentucky.
Fuck you.
City council member.
Less likable than Esther the Wonder Pig.
Yes.
Okay.
She filed a claim trying to evict some tenants of hers.
Okay.
And she is claiming that it has something to do with dogs, but,
right.
What they told her was, quote, she said she should have never rented to the faggots.
Oh, lovely. Man, what a shithead.
During the illegal eviction, she also struck one of them, I guess.
What?
They're saying
the shittiest landlord ever.
During the illegal eviction, she assaulted one of them who went to the emergency room due to a head injury when she struck him.
She's like Dickensian.
She also told the witnesses that she owned the police.
What? Yeah, what a weird thing
to say. I own the police.
God damn it. These fucking rednecks.
She wrote on an official. Meanwhile, they said there was no official complaint. But then, she went in after the fact and wrote up a claim,
right,
and put it in there. Tenant violated the lease by having six dogs inside the apartment. They also gave no notice they were moving.
Oh, okay.
This is a council member.
Oh, God.
Did not return the key, painted the walls. The apartment also has had to be sprayed numerous times for roaches that were not there before they moved in.
Okay. The gay people brought the roaches. Okay.
In my 30 years in rental property business, this is by far one of the worst I have seen. And then other people who were like, that's not true.
Right.
It's just not true. She's talking about all this damage and shit that was in there. But mainly, the landlady said, I should have never rented to faggots.
Wow, that's great.
So there you go.
What a great, and she's a city council person?
City council member in Kentucky.
Wow, what a great example to set for your constituents.
Right.
Damn.
Manchester. Manchester City Hall.
Fuck you, man. Look,
there were three dogs, not six, by the way.
Okay.
And she knew that they had them when they moved in.
What's a fucking problem?
So, there you go. She found out they were gay, and she decided that she had to get rid of them.
Trump real popular in that area, I imagine.
I would assume it's probably a good Trump zone over there that part of town.
We don't know what a good Trump zone is, right? Because isn't Hillary allocating her funds differently to maybe states she wouldn't have a shot in otherwise?
Well, yeah, she stopped spending money in Colorado and Virginia because they feel like they've got those two states sewn up. And now they're starting to spend money in states like Georgia, which the latest polls are showing.
Georgia?
Hillary either tied or within a couple of points.
Oh, my God.
Of the orange dude.
Dude, think about that. Trump's running such a shitty campaign. Hillary Clinton could fucking win Georgia. That blows my mind. I'm from Georgia. A lot of lunatics there.
Yeah, he might be fucked.
You're fucked.
Hopefully, if we can get the Democrats to just show the fuck up, we can win a lot of down tickets and chip away, take the Senate and then chip away at the...
A lot of shit to watch on Netflix.
You know, with the Senate, if they don't win back the Senate, this is where we get into that territory, I think, of, well, we're just not going to, we don't need 9 Supreme Court justices.
God.
We don't need 9.
Oh, yeah.
We're okay with 8.
We don't need to do our fucking job.
Right. And what's all the screaming going to do? Nothing. We've been screaming about Merrick Garland for months.
Yeah.
What do they don't care. They don't give a fuck off. We want the American people to speak. Well, the American people are going to speak. What's their tune going to be then after the American people speak Democrat?
Yeah.
And Hillary starts putting forth her Supreme Court nominations and they decide, well, we're obstructing.
Well, they,
because
do you envision another? We have to get the Senate because I don't see how else it would play out.
Right. It's bad enough that nothing's going to get out of the House.
I think sitting around waiting for the Republicans to act reasonable is like waiting for Trump to become presidential, whenever that's supposed to fucking happen.
Good fucking luck on that one.
Yeah, have fun with that.
There's a story that out of the wonderful sovereign state of Texas.
Fuck you, boy.
Don't mess with Texas.
Nobody wants to.
And this is another sign of the Trumpian times. Police are investigating a threat that was made to a local mosque.
Oh, that's nice.
In Watauga, Texas. What you really want to say to some of our Muslim friends.
Yes.
Why are you going to Texas?
Well, I mean.
I guess it's cheap.
I mean, that's where they live, though.
Well, right, but I mean, at some point, someone had to decide to probably go there.
I know. It was like,
and I just can't imagine any period of time has been Muslim friendly.
You ever hear down there in Texas,
after
that Lewis Black joke he's got about how the Vikings they came to North America and somehow they went all the way across the continent and they got to Minnesota and they were like, "Oh wait, this is perfect."
Right?
How the fuck did that happen?
Yeah, who would stay? Even if they got there in the summer. After the first winter, you'd be like, let's get out of here.
I moved to Chicago, and that first winter, gobsmacked.
Gobsmacked. A voicemail was left via the telephone when a caller said, I don't know if we can hear.
Yes.
This was off of the local news station, so this is going to be beeped, sadly.
A threatening and disturbing message left on the voicemail of a Watauga mosque has police investigating. Local Muslim leaders say the threats are not unusual, but this message made them feel that it was serious enough to report to the police, and we'd like to warn you.
First of all, the threats are not unusual.
Right.
We're used to this shit now in America.
Yeah,
You know, we get weekly threats.
It's insane.
People are fucking nuts, man.
A lot of xenophobic loonies.
Yeah,
out there,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
This story contains strong language. Fox 4's Lynn Ann Nguyen has
it's beeped.
More.
You, Muhammad, Islam. This is America. If you don't like the way we do, get the out.
That's just.
Wow.
Fuck you. Fuck Muhammad. Fuck Islam.
What a genius.
If you don't like. This is America. If you don't like the way we do shit, get the fuck out.
What do you think? This guy's more of a Jeopardy or Wheel of Fortune fan?
Yeah, I'm sure he's calling from you, Texas.
I'm going to spin the wheel.
From the English literature program.
What an idiot.
I've been studying Shakespeare.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck you. Fuck Islam.
Oh, stupid.
What
an asshole, man. Who has that kind of time? Imagine you have that much hate, you got to call up a mosque.
More.
Right.
That's
just a few seconds from the message the Masjid al-Sahaba Mosque in Watauga got Saturday. Local Muslim leaders tell me they get hateful phone calls every week.
When we get the expletive deleted phone calls, people call and say, screw you Muslims. That's what they hang up.
But usually.
God, I mean, what is. Fuck you, Muslims! Click.
I don't fucking know, man. These guys are fucking nuts.
How does that make anybody feel better?
I mean,
are they sitting around drunk?
Do you feel
better? And they're like, get the number of the mosque.
I don't feel better.
God. And where do they call from? Are they calling from their cell phones?
Oh,
are they
God, dude,
are they
I never
are they slithering down to a local payphone and calling?
Well, they might. I mean. I mean, because a call from your cell phone, that's hardly anonymous.
Right.
I don't know. Maybe they're Skyping in.
Please, not to this extreme.
We'll start just cutting off the heads of all you
What?
We'll start just cutting off the heads of all you motherfuckers, huh? How would you like that? Maybe we need another Christian crusade, which I think we do.
Maybe we need another Christian crusade, which I think we do.
When he started talking about chopping off people's heads, you know, and launching a crusades against Muslims, that's when it started to get scary because it was an actionable threat.
In the voicemail, the caller identifies himself as an army vet and also a Christian.
I'm a Christian. I'm going to tell you, I'm your enemy. I hate you, and y'all will never be your
I'm a Christian. I'm going to tell you, I'm your fucking enemy. Hate you, and I will never be your fucking friend.
That is so fucking
America,
up, man.
Woohoo!
You got to be shitting me.
I want to be very clear that the Muslim community has no animosity towards the Christian community, but we do ask that the Christian community stand up against this kind of hatred. This does not speak for the vast majority of Christians.
Mosque members tell me the message was originally left on July 30th, but they didn't check the messages until Saturday when they heard this.
We will cut all of your heads off. You understand me? All of you.
That's when they called police and the local.
We'll cut all your heads off. You understand? All of you.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
All right.
Because we loving Christians.
Again, I've said it a few times during today's episode of Crab Diving every day at 2 p.m. There's no God.
And what's the solution? Oh, it's Texas. Let's give everybody guns.
Oh, sure.
Let's let them carry them out.
This is the worst. This guy, how many guns does this lunatic have? Right. You know?
I'm a veteran.
FBI office. Watauga police say they are investigating, but wouldn't go so far as to call the voicemail a direct threat.
What?
So far, no.
Wait, we're going to cut your heads off?
All of your heads. How? What?
How is that not a direct threat?
Define it a direct threat. These people
aren't
white.
Maybe the caller ID is the Watauga Police Department.
Right. Well, yeah. These people aren't white. You think that's...
Oh, sure.
Charges have been filed. As for local Muslims...
Oh, I'm sure the local constabulary is thrilled about defending the local mosque.
Oh, dude. And by the way, if this call was made into like a Baptist church or something like that, oh, my God.
Watauga probably...
terrorism.
They're probably trying to put in God we trust. On their sheriff's cars.
Dude, this is terrorism, right?
Watauga police say they are investigating, but wouldn't go so far as to call the voicemail a direct threat. So far, no charges have been filed. As for local Muslims, they have a message of their own.
Come down to the masjid and visit and meet Muslims and people and talk to us and see what's going on. We're just normal people who want to worship, you know, practice our First Amendment, worship freely without threat of violence.
A rep for the Council on American Islamic Relations tells me that the call did come from a local number and that this is at least the fourth threat so far this year DFW area mosque felt was serious enough to report to police. Reporting in Watauga, Lynn Nguyen for Fox 4 News.
There we go. Thanks, Donald Trump. Thanks, America.
Oh, you're right. You're saying Trump xenophobia?
Sure.
It's just
thanks, Republicans.
Racism. It emboldens these lunatics.
Thank you, Republicans. The Republicans are the ones who baked this hate cake.
Sure. Hey, listen, white supremacists, Nazis, freaks, we're making America comfortable for you. Like, you should be in the woods like you normally are. You should be in the woods spewing your hate because you're embarrassed on some fucking level.
Some other white nationalist organization came out and said, "Oh yeah, we can't wait for Trump to be president. He's exactly
I saw that.
It's exactly what we're hoping for."
Oh my God, it's ridiculous.
So that's what it's leading to. And again, it also just plays right into what ISIS wants.
Oh yeah,
ISIS wants this to happen. ISIS wants idiots to burn down mosques
and to
attack innocent American Muslims for nothing and turn the world against Islam.
Like that voicemail to that mosque is going to be a recruiting tool.
Wonderful. Right.
Everybody's a tool.
You can't explain that to them though.
Yeah.
They just don't get it.
America's full of fucking tools. It's true.
Got a couple minutes here left only. We got I guess this is a follow up in the continuing saga.
Crab diving follow up
of Ken Ham's
Oh my God
Noah's Ark, a monstrosity
Eat my
in
dick.
Kentucky, which inexplicably got fucking tax incentives. Last we heard, he was battling the Freedom From Religion Foundation. He's all upset because
yes,
Freedom From Religion Foundation reminded all the local schools in the area that you can't put all the little tykes on a bus and take them to go see the dinosaurs playing frisbee with the cavemen.
Well, number one, right, it's a religious thing.
It's implicitly, obviously, and only a religious thing.
And number two, there is no fucking educational value to be had at this fucking thing unless you're interested in building a giant replica of a boat that never fucking existed.
If you want a lesson in fraud, in how to commit fraud and fleece taxpayers' money.
Or if you're into like culinary shit, don't they have a nice restaurant there?
Who knows?
They have some good chefs.
I don't know if I'd eat there. Chick-fil-A, probably.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So there's an article now out in New Scientist magazine that is not only giving a negative review to the Ark Encounter.
Two thumbs down.
But, I mean, they're basically calling it dangerous.
Oh, yeah?
Evolutionary biologist.
Okay.
Josh Rosenau of the U.S. National Center for Science Education has said that parents need to look beyond the petting zoo when they decide whether to allow children to go. Quote, this is, in fact, a hardcore creationist extravaganza.
Oh, yes.
Replete with pseudoscience. It is no place for field trips.
Fuck you.
Perhaps because of disappointing visitor numbers so far, it is now offering reduced rates. $1 for a student and free tickets for accompanying teachers to tempt school children through its doors. Schools and parents should know that a visit wouldn't educate or entertain. It would misinform and browbeat.
Wow. And it sounds like a shitty amusement park. Here's an idea. Put a Ferris wheel there. Put up where you can buy funnel cakes.
They have a zip line. They have a couple of things like that.
Oh, okay.
Everything in the park is designed. You can. They have a self-flagellating booth.
Oh, really? Do they have a crucifixion drop?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Get nailed to the cross.
Oh, yeah.
$19.99.
$20.
Take a selfie with Jesus.
Crucifixion experience. $20.
Everything in the park, I'm reading from what he wrote again, everything in the park is designed to promote scientifically impossible ideas that contradict everything that scientists know. From astrophysics to zookeeping, the visitor is deluged with misinformation.
They don't even zookeep properly.
My favorite sentence. It may be impossible to find a single sign in the park that is free of scientific errors. he said the worst part is the, quote, subtler form of indoctrination.
Oh, yeah.
The relentless message to visitors that it is our world as a fall, that our world is as fallen and wicked as Noah's. See, we don't talk about that. We just talk about that they're preaching that this is scientific fact, that this shit happened. But they're also conveying the message that what we got going on right now is the same shit that was going on when God decided to kill everybody.
Oh, my God.
Stop fucking each other in the asshole, kids. They're, stop rubbing your beavers up against another beaver, ladies.
Oh, yeah. No beaver on beef. Jeez. What a horrible message.
The relentless message to visitors is that our world is as fallen and wicked as Noah's, and that the destruction of the flood, including the obliteration of all humans, other than a virtuous few, was not just acceptable, but praiseworthy.
I'm going to go to an amusement park, and it's telling me, look around, all these people should be obliterated?
Jeez. Under the pretense of illustrating a beloved tale shared by Jews, Christians, Muslims, and others, Ark Encounter presents a message as socially divisive as it is scientifically inaccurate, instilling fear, hatred, and hopelessness. Those are lessons no school or parent should want their students or children to ever take on board.
It's an amusement park with a message that's the opposite of amusement.
Yeah, see, I didn't know that shit, that it also has a lot of the we need to repent or this shit's going to happen to us.
What a fucking Debbie Downer.
We'll be back we're not Debbie Downers. We'll be back tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Time Coast. Don't forget crabdiving.com. Ryan's got his shit at RatedRComedy on the Twitter, or go to RatedRComedy.com.
Follow very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter.
Running late.
Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking vile.
See you tomorrow, everybody.
Fuck you, Ken Ham.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.